Hello, good evening, good day, wherever you live. From my name is John Kunst from the Netherlands. So at this moment here, it's 9 p.m. in the Netherlands. And of course, in other part of the world, it is other times. You're listening to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine on bbsradio.com. And it's April 7th of 2007. Today we have two topics. One topic is about crystal children and indigo children, and the other part of the topic will be talking about key people, a network of independent key people. Who are they, and how can they recognize each other or find each other? And I have 21 questions, and then you can do in the chat, say yes or no, or an amount will be asked, and asking those questions, you will be tested. If you are one of the independent key people, or the giant network, or huge network of people around the planet, having a certain task to do, not necessarily that it is that you are being pushed or something, you feel that you have a task to do. And that's one of the feelings that the key people have in this world. But before we're going to talk about that, I want to discuss indigo children and crystal children. There is a book about crystal children and indigo children of Doreen Virtue. And I've listened to her interview on the Art Bell Show, yes. I was confused with Alex Jones, but Alex Jones will not talk about that. It's kind of funny. Alex Jones talking about crystal children and indigo children. It's nothing for him. But it was on the Art Bell Show that Doreen Curti was interviewed, and I was impressed by her, good way of explanation. And I'm going to read something from her book. I'm not sure if it's the book, maybe it's an article, I'm not doubting, but I have found something interesting about what are indigo and crystal children and adults, because there are also indigo and crystal adults as well. Okay, here it comes. How do you know if you or someone you know is an indigo or a crystal child or an adult? We will describe main features and characterizations of these people, but we want to stress that an indigo crystal phenomenon is next step in our evolution of the as a human species. We all, in some way, becoming more like indigo and crystal people. So don't feel like that you're left behind. It's not necessary. They are here to show us the way. And so the information can be applied more generally and all as we make the transition to the next stage of our growth and evolution. It's like the front runners of the global shift towards 2012. The indigo children have been incarnating on Earth for the last 100 years. The early indigos were pioneers. Ray showers. After World War II, a significant number were born, and these are the indigo adults today. However, in the 70s, a major wave of indigos was born. And so we have the whole generation of indigos who are now in their late 20s, in the late 30s, not even 40s. Like me, I'm 40. maybe I'm in the late 30s. I'm from 1966, so actually I'm becoming soon 41. And if you think about it, in the 60s we had the flower power movement, and the children born in that era, in that time, has a different type of upraising than, of course, the people from the 50s. It's obvious. And always accept exceptions. Some parents are open-minded. They don't care when they are born, and they just are open-minded types. Indigo continued to born up to about 2000 with increasing abilities and degrees of technology and creative sophistication. The crystal children began to appear on the planet from about 2000, although some date them slightly earlier. These are extremely powerful children whose main purpose is to take us to the next level of our evolution and reveal to us our inner power and divinity. They function as a group consciousness rather than individuals, and they live the law of one, of the unity conscious. I think they have also that they go beyond dualistic thinking. You know, if we are ever going to be light beings, you know, interdimensional golden light beings or other types, there are certain ways to become that, I guess. One of them is, of course, what is described in the law of one of Ra material. And also, of course, if you go, for instance, to the untoldmysteries.com site, there is a free book on the top. And there you will hear all about Edgar Cayce and his reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. And they talk also about the law of one, of unity consciousness. So there is a free book available about the reincarnation of, there's a chapter about Edgar Cayce and a chapter about the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. It's very impressive. It's up to you if you want to do research into that. So again, go to untoldmystery.com, look at the top, and look for a free book. For the Dutch people, it stands NL, stands for Netherlands, so you can also have a Dutch version. It's all done, written by Jan Wichering. He's a colleague of mine, and he probably will be part of the Untold Mysteries team radio. In the future, we have every day, 30 minutes, we have a conspiracy radio journal or news, headline news, 30 minutes, and it will be a team of about 30 people doing this. And maybe in the future, we're going to do an English version as well. But to continue about this crystal children with the law of one and the unity consciousness that they have, I have to read further. They are a powerful force for love and peace on this planet. The indigo and crystal adults are composed of two groups. Firstly, there are those who were born as indigos and are now making the transition to crystal. Interesting. That means they undergo a spiritual and physical transformation that awakens their crystal or crystal consciousness and links them with the crystal children as a part of an evolutionary wave or change. The second group is those who were born without these qualities, but have acquired or are in the process of acquiring through their own hard work the diligent follow of a spiritual path. Yes, this means all of us have the potential to be part of an emerging group called human angels. And human angels is between brackets. So it's like, what is the definition of becoming an angel? Yeah, it's not only that you are have to be of service in extreme. You can also take good care of yourself and still be of service to others, and take care of your loved ones and the people around you. Yes, the following exact described the difference between indigo and crystal children. It's from the Green Virtue article, Indigo and Crystal Children. Here it comes. I think it's a very important topic to learn about. The first thing most people notice about crystal children is their eyes, large, penetrating, and wise beyond their years. Their eyes lock on and hypnotize you. It's kind of funny. Think about it. You look at the children and have big eyes, and it's like that they hypnotize you. While you realize your soul is being laid bare for this child to see. It's like they can see through the masquerade and have contact with you on a different plane. Perhaps you notice this special new breed, between brackets, of children rapidly populate our planet. They are happy, delightful, and forgiving. The generation of new light workers, roughly aged between 0 and 7, now it's between 0 and, I guess, 9, because this is about 2 years ago, this are like no previous generation. Ideal in many ways, they are the pointers for where humanity is headed. It's a good direction. The older children, approximately 7 through 25, are called indigo children, share some characteristics of the crystal children. Both generations are highly sensitive and psychic, and have important life purposes. The main difference is their temperament. Indigos have warrior spirit, because their collective purpose is to mash down the old systems that no longer serve us. Now, that's a good one to understand, that if you have gifted psychic people who are indigos, who can be extremely annoyed if people playing mind games or role play or whatever you want to call it, they want to pierce through this masquerade and do not take bullshit anymore. You see what I mean? They are to the point, and they are the ones, they're called the warrior spirit. They want to, mash down the old system that no longer serve us. I continue. They are here to quash government, educational, and legal systems that lack integrity. To accomplish this end, they need tempers that fear determination. Those adults who resist change and who value conformity, yeah, that's the word, conformity, may misunderstand the indigos. They are often mislabeled with psychiatric diagnosis and attention deficit of hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, or attention deficit disorder, ADD. Sadly, when they are medicated, the indigos lose their beautiful sensitivity and spiritual gifts and warrior energy. So actually, a lot of people who have ADHD or ADD could be very well unnecessarily be medicated, because they don't want to conform in this system that is raping the Earth ecosystem. So what do? They give them chemicals to shut up. It's like, don't have feelings, don't have emotions, don't question authority, don't question government. We want to keep it as it is, but they, that's the reason they are being medicated. I thought that in Russia they medicate people who are critical to government, put them into nut houses or make them slaves to the system. If you study and analyze what happened in Russia, there are many similarities what is happening now with the with the indigo children, because they are too critical to society and they don't like to conform. The terms indigo and crystal were given to two generations because they are most accurately describe the aura colors and energy patterns. So the indigo is a blue-purple color, and blue stands for communication, and purple stands for spirituality. So it makes sense, blue-purple, to communicate, spirituality, that's blue-purple. When I saw as a child for the first time a marble, and I had it in my hand, it was deep blue, a little bit purplish deep blue. I was hypnotized by it when I saw this for the first time as a child. It's like I recognized this color. It's very powerful. And I always felt very attracted to blue-purple, or deep blue. I don't know why, but now I understand. Deep blue is very important for communication, of course. If you look at the chakras, it starts at the bottom with red, then it goes up to orange, and then goes to yellow, and then to green, and for green to blue. So you have all those different colors of your chakras, your energy wheels, that you can actually feel with your hands if you meditate. If you're sitting and do breathing techniques, you have your back is straight, you can use your hands a little bit about, let's say, 30 centimeters away from you, about 3 feet away from you, and just slowly move upwards and downwards, like Tai Chi, Tai Chi movements, very soft and gently, as if you move your hand in water, you get this beautiful flow of energy. When you do this about 30 centimeters or 3 feet away from you, and you use certain vowels, in Dutch we have the U, that's the first, and you go upwards to the next one, to the next, U, O, A, A, E, U. All those vowels in Dutch, we can connect them and we can create upper tone singing. I don't know if you know what upper tone singing is, but that's the people who can use their voice and create a second upper tone. Now, when you do this, using vowels or using your voice, you actually generate energy, frequencies, and you can actually use your hands and sense with your hands. Feel if you feel like kind of electricity in your hands if you use your voice. Most people think that they are crazy if they do this, but let's say that you have a private space and you sit straight, and first you do a little bit of relaxation techniques and you let go of your worries, and then slowly you're going to move your hand up and down slowly and use your O or E or U, depends what you feel nice for you, you know. If I do like this, O, you can actually change your mouth and still have the same tones and same frequency, but you can go from vowel to vowel to vowel. You know, it's like O, A, A, E, U, all of them, you can play with it. You can go from the one to the other, to the other, to the other. And if you do that, and you're in total relaxation, you can actually feel the electricity of the chakras. Because people think that it's just, I see beautiful pictures of chakras. You know, you can Google it and Google image search chakras, and then you see beautiful pictures of colors and energy wheels, you know, and all those points, acupuncture energy waves that you can actually see, that people, gifted people can see, but you can actually, you yourself can sense it with your hands. You can try to activate your chakras to go faster or to go better or to actually harmonize it by using your voice and your meditation technique or your focus of attention. And if you use your hands, you can actually feel energies in your hands. Just don't be afraid doing this. You know, of course, people say, ah, you're crazy, and so what? You know, it's you feeling energies in your hands when you do this. Okay, I'll read, continue to read further. The blue-purple is the third eye chakra, which is the energy center inside the head located between the eyebrows. This chakra regulates clairvoyance and the ability to see energy, visions, and spirits. Many of the indigo children are clairvoyant. Now, when you visualize a purple eight, but not in a... How do you say this? If you have a purple eight envisioned in your about with your third eye, and you see it in front of you, like sunglasses, but then without, you know, that you put it on your ears, and you see this eight horizontal. Now, when you visualize that, you can actually try to focus the energy going in an eight manner, you know, like the eight symbol, horizontally, not vertical, but horizontal, and then focus on the center. And what will happen is that your left brain and your right brain will harmonize. And this is a powerful symbol, the symbol eight. Again, eight not vertical, what you see when you type in the eight on the keyboard, but you have to... put it on its side, you know what I mean? You know, turn it 90 degrees. Or so, yes, 90 degrees, from 12 to 3 o'clock. Now, when you see this, like sunglasses, now, when you have this 8 and visualize this 8 with the color you like, it could be golden, it could be green or whatever, and visualize that you see that in front of you, and then focus on the center. And when you do this, and you think like this is an energy floating from left to right, or left to right, this is a powerful symbol to harmonize your both brain waves from left to right and right to left. This is one of the secrets the Pleiades shared with us with the latest channelings from Barbara Messiniak that I just heard about. And it will assist you or help you focus with your third eye. So that's the reason I share this with you. I think it's important that people have some tools to do some practice, you know, not only reading about it, not only thinking about it, but doing it, you know, and having this experience. Okay, I continue. The Christian children have, oh, that is an extremely difficult word. I cannot understand this. Maybe in the chat someone can tell me what it means. There's a certain aura, I don't know how to Opalescent. Opalescent? I've never heard about that. Opalescent arwas, which beautiful multicolored pastel hues. This generation also shows a fascination for crystals and rocks. Now, when you use a crystal and you put it in your hand and you focus on the water and you have a pure intent, you can actually do something with the water before you drink it. If you do it without the crystal, it will have also an impact as well, but it has a faster impact if you use a crystal. Mountain crystal, it's a simple crystal. And I've done this before. You can actually vitalize water with a crystal in your hand and have this power of intent. But before you do it, you have to know what you're doing. So if you do it just to play with it, maybe, that's just playing. But if you really focus, you can actually use a crystal to do something with the water. Indigo children can sense dishonesty, like a dog can sense fear. Indigos know when they are being lied to, patronized, or manipulated. That's the reason they are so very fast annoyed or agitated. And they are highly sensitive. So when you have an indigo child that senses dishonesty, or that they are patronized or manipulated or being used, or if people try to blackmail them with, if you do this, you will get that, this kind of behavior, indigo children will not buy into that. So any kind of psychic manipulation, they will counter that very fast. So there's no use playing mind games with indigo children because they counter that very fast. That's the reason that a lot of people have difficulty with those children and give them drugs, give them chemicals to shut up because they cannot handle those children because the parents, mostly the parents themselves, are not honest with themselves. Now that's interesting. If a child sees that the parent is not honest with themselves, it will conform to the parent. And in the past, it was obvious that children are will be asked to shut up and just do what they have to do as told. But now we have a new generation that doesn't buy into that. So if a parent is dishonest to themselves, they can sense that. And since their collective purpose is to usher us into the new world of integrity, the indigos in our lie detector are integral. Yeah. Sorry for my bad English sometimes. I'm from the Netherlands, so excuse me, but I do my best. As mentioned before, the warrior spirit is threatening to some adults. And so the indigos are unable to conform to dysfunctional situation at home, work, and school. They don't have the ability to disassociate from the feeling and to pretend like everything is okay. So what you never can ask of an indigo child is that they have to pretend that everything is okay. Unless they are medicated and sedated. You see, there it is. If they have to pretend that everything is okay, that can only happen if they are medicated, if they have chemicals in their system. There you go. So it's almost like in Russia. If people are critical to government, they will be going to be drugged. And now it's happening in America. Crystal children, innate spiritual gifts, are also misunderstood. Especially their telepathic ability, which lead them to talk later in life. Do you understand? This is interesting. Crystal children do not talk when they are young. So when you have a crystal child that doesn't talk much, they are misunderstood. They think, oh, my child is so quiet, I don't understand. Maybe it's using this telepathic abilities all the time and is highly gifted and highly intelligent, but you are not aware of it because you are using your vocals all the time and think that's the only way to communicate, and they actually use their telepathic abilities. Kind of interesting. I don't know if you ever met children that are quiet all the time, only watching. Almost like spooky. Have a child that doesn't talk, doesn't make sound, nothing, only looking. It would be, you know, I want to read in the chat, in the PAL talk, if anyone has a child that doesn't talk but is very gifted. In the new world of which the Indigos are ushered in, we all be much more aware of our intuitive thoughts and feelings. Well, I think I had this page already, so I have to continue to the next page. But okay, what I advise you, golden hours, human angels, and multidimensional consciousness. Oh, that's interesting. Chapter 5. When you Google the name called Virtue Doreen, or Doreen Virtue, you can actually look for indigo and crystal children and adults. And try to get hold of that information, because I think it's important that we have a understanding of crystal children and understanding of indigo children. There's so much to talk more about it. First, I'm going to read some text in the chat. And I wonder, in the chat, I have a question for in the chat of PAL Talk. How many people in the room have experience with a crystal child or an indigo child? Or indigo adults, for that matter. So I'd love to read that in the chat. If anyone has an experience with indigo children, or I'd love to hear about that. I see that Newit 137 says actually it changed the structure of water if you use a crystal in your hand. I see also people talking in Dutch, and it's an international room, so please keep it English. Some people cannot, maybe they are indigos, they don't want to conform. The Dutch indigos refuse to talk English. I know that they can speak English, I know they can type English, but no, they have to talk Dutch to each other, and all the other people in the room cannot understand it. Whatever. Maybe I have to translate it. Okay. Okay, now I'm going to do something else in the room that has to do with questions. People who are listening live now, of course, can also take a pen and a pencil, or you can use a computer, start Notepad or WordPad or whatever where you can write the text into, and then you have to type in the number of the question. And then the answer. So first you type in the number of the question, and then after this number, you use the equal sign, one equals, and then you answer the question. Yes, no, and the amount. So it's very simple answers. Yes, no, I don't know, or a number. Amount of number. Let's say that I ask how many fingers I have, five. Okay, you type in five. Now, those are stupid questions, of course, but now the questions comes. The questions are made about a year ago. It's a questionnaire about, are you one of the key people that is connected to UFO research and alien contactees and alien abductees? What do they have all in common with each other? Okay. Do you have a pen and pencil and a paper ready? Then now type in number one, question one, and then and answer the question. Do you know who you are at a soul level? Now that's a strange question. If you don't know, then say no, or don't know. One, do you know who you are at a soul level? A very important question. So you can answer that, type it in, number one, equals, and then the answer. Second question, do you know your soul parents, the origins of your soul? It sounds just crazy that maybe this question, but it can also trigger you, this question. So type in number two, equals, and then the answer. Do you know who your soul parents are? Three. How many times do you think, feel, or experience that you have information or awareness downloaded into your brain for later purposes, especially between 2007 and 2012? That's also a very important question. How many times do you think or feel or experience that you have information or awareness downloaded into your brain for later purposes, especially for 2007-2012, like that you have visions or insightful dreams that is important for you? Some people say all the time, you're walking interface with the universe. That would be cool. We are walking interface with the universe. As long as you are, have the power of the now, are you in the now? Don't worry too much about tomorrow, because you always have this access to the now. Number four, question four. How many times have you had visions or dreams that came true? And maybe you can use some keywords to describe certain visions about the future. That maybe later we can discuss it in Pal Talk. In social issues, other. So if you go to Pal Talk rooms, you can visit us and go to social issues and then other. So four, how many times have you had visions or dreams that came true? Number five, question number five. For searching for independent key people in the world. Okay, number five. How many times do you feel that you have a task to do, that you have to prepare humankind for the upcoming transformation or transition 2006 or 2007, 2012, and that time period, that you have a task to do to prepare humankind for the upcoming transformation or transition? That is number five. Number six, how many angels do you feel you need to angles. How many angles do you feel you need to investigate with complex, controversial subjects or issues? Is it only one angle, or do you think you need to know all the angles if it's controversial? Some people say there's only one truth, therefore I don't need to consider alternative views. And then you have the people who want to learn from all perspectives. Seven, how many science fiction movies you consider part truthfully? Now, that's an important question. How many science fiction movies you consider part truthfully to condition and prepare humankind for the coming transition? It's just to condition and to prepare humankind, that we are going to brainstorm about the possibilities. You know, the science fiction movies. That was question number seven, was that. Now comes question number eight. Have you ever considered or felt that you have had an encounter with a time traveler? This is weird. How can you have an encounter with a time traveler? Maybe you never did, or maybe you did, but you're not aware of it, that it was a time traveler, and you never know. So the question is, have you ever considered or felt that you have an encounter with a time traveler? That's number eight, question eight. Number nine. By the way, they called in the number eight question about time travelers, they're also called time jumpers, and they don't necessarily have to have a technical device to do it. Then you say, wait a minute, what do you, repeat that, John. John, what do you say there? I will say it slowly. Keep in mind, there are time jumpers or time travelers that don't need technology to do it. Now that gets weird, isn't it? Because maybe they are multidimensional beings, you know, that we are going to be in the future. Let's say that a part of you going to evolve in a multidimensional being that is able to time jump. And if that is possible without technology, that's extremely interesting, I guess. So when you ever have a time traveler in front of you, it doesn't have to have this technology to do so. Now, that is a fascinating concept, if that is true, if that is possible. Nine, are you aware that you can be a victim of many different types of mind control? And that is, of course, also controversial. And, you know, it's better to deny it so you don't have to deal with it. You see what I mean? So this question is for most of the people, they rather ignore it or don't want to be aware of it because it has consequences if you do. So 9, are you aware that you can be a victim of many different types of mind control? If you say yes, then you have to ask yourself the second question, follow-up question, number 10, how do you protect yourself not to be a victim of mind control? Okay, that is a difficult question, of course. And number 10 question is not yes, not no. It's not a question of the amount, but that is a more difficult question. I think that's the only question that is bigger than yes or no or the amount. So how can you protect yourself not to be a victim of mind control technology or mind control techniques? Maybe you never give it a thought what to do about it. And by sharing thoughts about it with each other, maybe you can give each other tips. By the way, what works for you does not necessarily mean that it works for someone else, and vice versa. If someone else works for that person, doesn't necessarily have to mean that it works for you. So you don't have to change the other. You just be, and the other can maybe be inspired by it. But there's no way of telling that it must be working for you or for someone else. It's private, it's personal. So everybody can share ideas how to do it, how to protect yourself, not be a victim of mind control. Some people say throw the television out of the window, 10-story high building, and pull out the plug of the computer. That's one way to protect yourself, not be a victim of mind control. Never watching movies anymore. That was kind of funny. Okay, 11. Do you feel that some crop circle symbols can trigger a part of your subconsciousness, your brain, part of your brain? So if you look at certain crop circle symbols, not all of them, but part of them, some, that they're triggering a part of your subconsciousness. Do you feel that? Yes or no? So I'm not talking about the ones who are fake. I'm talking about the real McCoys. Sartre Gould answered, no, they are mostly crap. Yeah, but that's not what I said. I said the ones who are not crap. That's what I meant. So I see an answer for Sartre Gould who said, no, they are mostly crap. And you didn't read the question, Sartre. I said, some crop circle symbols. Okay, go to the next question. 12. Now, 12 is a very hard question, a difficult question, but still important to realize the question. It's a very important question. Do you consider that a full disclosure of the alien presence by our world governments, United Nations, can be very extreme, one-sided, and serve a hidden agenda of secret societies to create their New World Order police state system? Now, that is a powerful question. Think about it. Do you consider that the full disclosure of the alien presence of our world governments can be very extreme, one-sided, and serve a hidden agenda of secret societies to create their New World Order police state? Think about that one. 12, that was number 12. Number 13. This was even more complicated, this question. Now we're going to have a different level of awareness. By the way, you don't have to believe anything. You know, if you say it's all nonsense, it's okay with me. Just say nonsense, no problem. Number 13 question, here it is. Do you feel, think or know, that Planet X or Planet Nibiru of Nibiru is wanting to us to become slaves for them, because this planet was just a breeding zoo, harvesting for later purpose, and once in 3,600 years, you know, Secretary Sitchin talked about it, they have a flyby, and then they have new slaves. But now it comes, that the caretakers who are left behind, and some of the watchers, you know, they're also called the watchers, disagree with the superiors and going to rebel together with the other beings to prevent us humans to become slaves. You see how complex this is? This is a very complex question. So I will repeat this question because it's a very powerful, important question. Do you feel, think, or know that maybe Planet X with Planet Nibiru, that is once a 3,600 years flyby, want us to be slaves for them, and that our planet Earth is just a breeding zoo to be harvested for later purpose, but that the caretakers and some other watchers disagree with their superiors and go to rebel together with other alien beings and humans not to become slaves? You would say, this is really, really, really strange. Maybe it's not true. Maybe it's all hogwash. But if it's true, it makes sense. But that's another story. 14. Do you think, feel, or know that there are ancient beings who live in the oceans, having many deep underwater cities that are beyond dualistic thinking or dualism, and interact with several other ancient ETs, part of the positive reptilians, by the way, who have a total different agenda than the Greys and the Orion reptilians? Again, I know it's weird questions. Again, only the real key people understand those questions. If you're not up to it, then you are probably not of the key people network that I'm looking for, because this questionnaire is searching for the key people. That's the title of this questionnaire. I'm searching for certain key people. So the question 14 is also complicated. I'm not going to repeat it. You can see it on Google Untold Mysteries, key people, key space people, and then searching for key people. You can Google it on Untold Mysteries, and you will find this link. And question 15. Do you feel that a huge network of independent key people around the planet are being activated to have a purpose not to promote group behavior, not promote follow the leader syndrome, but activate your own authority to empower yourself without the need to use or abuse anyone for your goals? So do you feel that there is a huge network of independent key people around the planet are being activated to have a purpose not to promote group behavior, not promote follow the leader syndrome, but activate their own authority to empower yourself without the need or to use or abuse any for your goals? That was question number 15. Question 16. Are you aware that any kind of fear, on whatever level, is a blockage of your intuitive powers? Also important question. Are you aware that any kind of fear, on whatever level, is a blockage of your intuitive powers? It's like you're projecting your fears and it can actually stand in the way of inner awareness. Because, I'm not going to explain. I don't have to explain that. Number 17. Are you aware how important the quality of thinking is and that you have a responsibility for that? Because you know that you are a co-creator and do not have to suffer any kind of self-pity. That sounds very confrontational, but the indigos understand this question. So you have responsibility of your own quality of thinking and that you are a co-creator. You always mirror back in your convictions. 18. Question 18. Are you aware that any behavior you see, you will be mirrored back, including from alien beings, especially between 2007 and 2012? Now, that is also a confrontational question, because if you are mirrored back in your behavior, you will maybe attract in the future certain alien beings that are not necessarily nice. Because alikes attracts alikes. So when you're not in harmony with yourself, you're not honest to yourself, you're not wanting to be pure of heart, then don't be surprised that you are mirrored back in your behavior. It's like If you want to evolve, if you want to have an evolution of deluding yourself, you will get help in that awareness. It's like whatever you choose, you will get support. So if you choose to play mind games, you will get mirror back and get support in that. If you want to be pure, you will get support in that too. If you want to be truthful to yourself, you will be mirrored back in that too. So it's almost like up to you what you want to do with your behavior. 19. Question 19. Are you aware that any need of control over anything is a statement of distrust of your true self? And also a very powerful question. Are you aware that any need of control over anything is a statement of distrust of your true self? Hmm. 20. Do you allow others to have their own pace in evolution or comprehension and understanding? Do you have this ability that you allow others to have their own evolution, own pace of comprehension and understanding, that you understand that they, if you can cope with it, if you can deal with it, and you have gone through stages of emotions, maybe it took for you about 2 or 3 years to go through it, and then you demand, maybe, without knowing it that you demand it, that other people will understand your awareness in an instant and deal with it in an instant. And that's, of course, ridiculous. So if you know yourself that it took years that you can cope with certain emotions and go through stages, it is your own evolution that you understand of yourself. If you look back and you look at yourself, how was I 10 years ago and how am I now? And then you hope that your neighbor has the same awareness. But it's, of course, ridiculous because everybody has his own evolution. So you have to allow other people to have their own way of coping with it or dealing with it in their own pace. Now, and that is very difficult, of course, especially if you're impatient. And now comes the last question, and 21, and it's not a question of mine, but a question of Sathet, Neil Fontaine, a colleague of mine. The question is, 21, do you ever feel like you are sitting in your body, looking through your eyes like windows? Oh, weird question. So it's like that there's something else in your body, that you are a spirit using this body. So he says, do you ever feel like you are sitting in your body looking through your eyes like windows? Kind of funny. It's about 60% of the questionnaires of the people responding were saying, yeah, I have that feeling that I'm actually looking through windows like, yeah. Okay, again, if you want to read the questions and the answers of many people, in the answers, you can find it if you Google Untold Mysteries and then searching for key people. There you see the link, searching for key people, and then Untold Mysteries. Looking for that, you can find it. You know, when people answer in the chat, they have to first type in the number and then the answer. But I see that they didn't. yes. Now, if you just had a number first typed in, the number question number 14, and then the answer, then I know what your response is towards something. You know what I mean? Because there are about a couple of people answering me, but they forget to put the numbers first. That's what I ask. First the number, then the answer. So that's the, but okay. I hope you enjoyed the questions. You know, even if you don't agree with the questions, even if you say it's all baloney, but it can also trigger you something in your subconsciousness. So that's also interesting to realize that maybe you thought, wait a minute, that's an interesting question. And who are my soul parents, you know? Those questions maybe you never asked before, and because of it, you're going to have some visions or dreams. if you have this pure intent, you can have that. Now I want to, all of you, if you want to, you can go in a visualization. You know, you just imagine yourself everything what I'm going to describe. You don't have to do it, but if you want to, you can, all together we can have a guided visualization technique. First of all, you have to sit comfortable or lie down comfortable and try to breathe in and breathe out. And every time when you breathe out, you let go. And then if you do that, and you can this ritual, this visualization, you can use it every time before you're going to sleep. So it's like a powerful tool. I don't want to go too deep into it, but it is a very powerful tool. Now, what you imagine yourself is that when you breathe in, breathe out, that you let go of everything, including your thoughts, your breathe out, and let go of your physical tension, maybe your hands or your shoulder or your neck or your eyes or your front of your head. Check if everything is loose, if you really let go. The moment that you visualize yourself, that you are looking at yourself from outside, looking at yourself, imagine yourself that you can do that. It doesn't have to be perfect, by the way. It's, you know, approximately. And you look at yourself, and you are transparent instead of physical. You know, you imagine yourself that you're transparent. And the moment that you look at yourself, you see the core of who you are. You know, in the heart chakra, you see a tiny, tiny light. And radiating, animating. Now, when you imagine this, before you're going to sleep in your bed, you can do this, you see yourself, this light, and this is going to start to become bigger and bigger. It's like this light is going to activate every cell that you consist of, going to create a chain reactions of the crystals in your body. It's like a going bigger and bigger. And then all those colors of the rainbow will be going through your body from within, not from outside, but from within. And this within is already connected with the universe, because you know that I quoted many times, if the prime creator created everything, then everything that comes from it is of it. Do you get it? So when you say, I start from within, you actually start with the divine in you. You understand that? So there is a divine in you. And when you are visualize from without, from inward out, and it's very powerful this, and then you do this, and then you think about your body going to be activated with a lot of crystal light effects, like a chain reaction. And your whole body is full of tiny lights, crystal lights. And at the surface of your body, you imagine that all those crystals will be aligned with each other and forming a mirror, a very powerful symbol. So it will be a mirror. So at the surface of your body, it will be a mirror and still radiating light from within outwards. So when you do this ritual, let's say 2 minutes or 5 minutes every day before you go to sleep, and you are relaxed, it's for free, you know, it doesn't cost you anything, and you do this ritual every time, 2 weeks, every day before you go to sleep, you're actually programming your subconsciousness to do the same. Now, when you have a bad dream, and you think, I'm unable, I'm powerless, then your subconsciousness automatically remembers that you can go from within outward, activating your inner energy, and then going to create a symbol of a mirror. That means that anything that will go towards you, that's not supposed to be with you, will be bounced back. And everything that is okay will be absorbed, like it's that you are connected with everything that is in the universe. Now, this is a very important, powerful symbol, because your subconscious is going to do it when you have maybe bad dreams. So you can also do this technique when you're in the metro, in the train. If you feel uncomfortable, and you're sitting in with a lot of crowd around you, you can actually do this ritual, visualizing this technique, and before you know it, it will help you, assist you. Again, if you do it 2 weeks every day before you go to sleep, it will have an impact on also on your abilities, your dreams. It can assist you, it can help you. So I want to thank you all very much for listening to Untold Mysteries Out of Quarantine every Saturday on bbsradio.com. My name is John Kulis from the Netherlands, live on bbsradio.com. And I hope you enjoyed it. Today was the date 7 April 2007. And I give the microphone over to Donald Hilsum. Okay, bye-bye.